This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you heard from Glenn Fogel a minute ago, all that travel that we are not doing is doing some damage. Of note for us right now, the short-term rental market. Airbnb said this month it's laying off a quarter of its workforce, almost 2,000 people. Its long-awaited IPO is almost surely going to have to wait some more. Meanwhile, a new report suggests some would-be short-term hosts might be switching to longer-term seasonal rentals. Marketplace's Amy Scott does housing for us.
Kimberly Kent is an art broker, painter, and former Airbnb host in Portland, Oregon. In March, she started renting her two studio apartments to traveling nurses for 1 to 3 month stays.
We were getting about $100 a night originally with Airbnb, and what we're getting with these folks now is $1,200 a month.
That's less than half what she made when fully booked on Airbnb. It wasn't just the coronavirus. A saturated market also played a role. But as short-term bookings have dried up during the pandemic, new data from the listing site Realtor.com suggests a lot of hosts may be shifting to longer-term rentals. Tourism hotspots like Nashville, Austin, Orlando, and Las Vegas have seen the biggest increases. The company's senior economist George Ratu says for many owners facing mortgage bills,
a slightly longer term rental is a viable alternative, in a sense, to bridge the gap between the lack of demand right now and a possible rebound later.
But is there enough demand for those slightly longer term rentals? Zillow economist Joshua Clark says a lot of renters may want more flexibility.
If I'm a renter right now, and I'm seeing all the chaos going on in employment, I don't know how long this thing is going to last. I may not want to sign up for a full year at least.
And then there are all the people, especially in crowded cities, who may be looking to escape to the beach or the country. V. Nguyen is CEO of Homads, a marketplace for medium-term rentals. She says with many employers allowing remote work,
employees are thinking, hey, I don't actually even have to be here. I can have something a little bit more enjoyable, right?
Not to be left out, Airbnb says more of its hosts are booking longer term, too, and offering discounts for stays of a month or more. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.